Track 103. Page 104. Exercises 5 and 6. 1.
I've got a friend in Russia and he sometimes writes about the food there. He says they traditionally ate food that they could grow. I suppose that's the same everywhere. But he says that it's really cold in winter, so they need food to keep them warm. He says he's tried fast food, but his favourite meal is what he sometimes has for lunch, soup, followed by roast meat and potatoes. Then he drinks tea and has dessert. Sounds okay, but I think I'd rather have burger and chips with a cola.
2.
We did a project on Russian eating habits, and it was interesting. Bread seems to be eaten at most meals, but I don't think it's like our bread. It seems to be darker and heavier. I'd like to try that because I don't like the white bread we have at home. I'd also like the breakfast they have. There's a thing called kasha I like the sound of. I'm sure it's a lot healthier than our breakfast cereals. There's a lot of meat in the other meals, though, so I don't know if I would find enough to eat there, as I'm vegetarian. You can't live on bread and kasha.
3. I read something online that said in Russia they were talking about stopping adverts for unhealthy food. I think that's a great idea, and I hope they do it. I hope they do it here, too, because people always want what they see advertised, and really, some foods are just so bad for you. I mean, they make things like burgers and chips look so tasty on TV and in magazines, but you can't see how harmful they are for our bodies. Why don't they advertise healthy fast food? There's plenty to choose from. 4.
Actually, I know that health food is becoming really popular in Russia, and a lot of new companies have opened in the last couple of years, selling all kinds of good foods. The best news of all is that people are buying these things. I think it's brilliant. People have had some great ideas for fast food made with healthy ingredients and without all the added salt and sugar. And these foods are becoming popular. That's fantastic. You can't stop people eating fast food, but it doesn't have to be junk food, does it?